Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ typified by the good land, for the building up of the Church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming, week 4. The all-inclusive Christ as the good land, a land of water brooks, of springs, and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains. Friday, related verses. Isaiah 12:3-6. Therefore you will draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to Jehovah, call upon his name, make his deeds known among the peoples, remind them that his name is exalted. Sing psalms to Jehovah, for he has done something majestic. Let it be made known in all the earth. Cry out and give a ringing shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. John 7:37-39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive. For the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Proverbs 11:25. The blessing soul will prosper, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. 2 Peter 1:4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Related reading. In considering the springs of salvation in Isaiah 12, we need to know the difference between the words fountain and springs. Deuteronomy 8:7 speaks of the good land as a land of water brooks, of springs, and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains. The fountain is the source, the spring is the issue of the source, and the water brook or the river is the flow. The source of the Jordan River is in Mount Hermon. In its verbal form, spring means to gush out or gush up. Exodus 15 speaks of the children of Israel arriving at Elim on their journey in the wilderness. At Elim, there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. Isaiah 12 does not use the word spring in the singular, but the word springs in plural. Verse 3 says, therefore you will draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. The term the springs of salvation implies that salvation is the source. The source of the springs of salvation is a fountain, and that fountain is salvation. The source, the fountain, and salvation are synonymous. Who is the source, the fountain, the salvation in Isaiah 12? Verse 2 says, God is now my salvation. I will trust and not dread. For Jehovah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Out of the fountain of salvation come the springs. This salvation is Jehovah. In the New Testament, Jehovah is Jesus, the incarnated God. Jesus means the salvation of Jehovah. This salvation is the source of all the springs. In John 7:38, the Lord Jesus said that out of our innermost being would flow rivers of living water. Not just the river, but rivers flow out of us. The rivers, which are plural, refer to the one Spirit. Revelation speaks of the seven spirits. God's one spirit has been intensified sevenfold. In John 4, the Lord Jesus showed the Samaritan woman that the very living water would become in her a spring of water, welling up into eternal life. In Revelation 21:6, the Lord says, I will give to him who thirsts from the spring of the water of life freely. Both the Old and New Testaments show that the living water is God's practical salvation. This practical salvation is the process to trying God himself. Along with drinking the Lord, we also need to breathe him in. According to the spiritual reality, breathing is drinking. M.E. Barber said in one of her hymns, just to breathe the name of Jesus is to drink of life indeed. To breathe the name of Jesus is to drink the water of life. By calling, O Lord Jesus, we breathe, and by breathing, we drink. Isaiah 12 speaks of drawing water. No doubt this is for drinking. Verse 4 says, and in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. Praise Jehovah, and calling upon his name are put together as one. Whatever we call on the name of the Lord, this implies praising. When we say, O Lord Jesus, that is not only calling, but also praising. When we say, O Lord Jesus, I love you, this is praising and breathing. Now we want to consider the way to draw water from the springs of the divine salvation. First, we need to be those who are repenting to turn God's anger and receive God's consolation of forgiveness. We also need to be those who are praising Jehovah, calling upon his name. Furthermore, in order to draw water from the springs of salvation, we should make God's saving deeds known among the peoples and exalt his name among them. We also need to sing to him, for he has done something majestic, and we must let this be made known in all the earth.